We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
John, let's talk about our baseball team. Kind of got lost in the shuffle. Big Red Wing playoff push. Draft coming up. Lions uniforms. They're still playing games. Still have a winning record for now.
Yeah.
10-9, the Lions, or the Tigers sit today. They're above 500 for now. Are we starting to see water finding its level here? Because they swept the opening series against the White Sox. And I don't want to exaggerate. I think the White Sox could be the worst team in baseball. I think 100 losses is a minimum. I think they could get 110, 115. They could flirt with one of the worst teams ever.
Yeah.
If you take out the White Sox series, the Tigers are two games below 500.
Yeah, but you can't take it out.
No, I know. But like, if we're forecasting ahead, they're not going to play the worst team in baseball. They're going to have to be more competitive.
Yeah, but they're in division, so they'll play them more.
Sure.
I get your point. Yes. And so, I mean, does anybody think they're a great team? No. Are the bats going to fire up a little bit more? I don't think they can be this bad all season long. Yesterday as an exception. And maybe yesterday was the start of, hey, the bats are starting to warm up. But I also think that when you use the term water finding its level, what do we think about the pitching for this team, the defense for this team, the margin for error for this team? You can't have, as we've seen, two games, back-to-back games that could have been wins for the Detroit Tigers were losses simply because of errors in the field. If they don't have those errors, if Spencer Torkelson 2 days ago doesn't kick the ball at first base, if Colt Keith doesn't have a back-to-back games where he has errors. Like, this is a team that should have won those games. So we could talk about games that maybe they shouldn't have won. We could also talk about games they should have won. And this is against the defending world champs.
Took one of three, right? And you could argue that, you know, the one they did, it was AJ pushing the right button and he goes to the pinch hitter late in the game. And some of this is why they score so many runs late in the game is you get the matchup you want. You set it up.
Yeah,
and then you get the matchup you want.
It's a manager that starts out with a lineup knowing that this is what I can go to because this is what I think they're going to go to.
You got the counterpunch, but you can't do that all game. You only have so many roster spots. You can't empty out the bench to get the run in the the second or the third inning, and then you got to run it the rest of the way. So there are some smoke and mirrors being utilized here by this baseball team, but it's 162, and you can't fake it. And I think what maybe is the most frustrating is the last two games were primarily on the defense.
Yeah,
and that had actually not been an issue. But it bothers me what happened in that eighth inning. The Barnum and Bailey routine, the circus act. Like, AJ defended what Baez did on the where they tried to get the run down between second and third base. If he just throws to first, they get the out. You let the runner go to third, and now you're one out away. The next at bat is a ground ball in the infield. Torkelson has to try to go for two, and he's done this more now because he wants to end the inning. Well, you only need one if you make the routine play shortstop to first base on the previous at bat. So you take one mistake where you miss a tag and you don't get any outs, and then you compound it with Torque trying to be a hero, throwing a second when it's going to be a tight race anyway. There's no way you're getting the double play on the other side of things. You're forced to press a little bit because you didn't make the easy play with the Baez ground ball.
I was listening to the broadcast yesterday. Andy Dirk said it's a 100% time, a rundown in MLB.
Yeah.
So AJ defending it is sticking up for his player. We get that. We understand that and stuff. It's indefensible. You're supposed to, when you get a player in a rundown in Major League Baseball, anytime you don't get the out, you have failed.
Right, but I'm saying, why not just throw to first? Concede the runner goes from second to third. And I know because, well, your pushback is you should get the tag. It's Major League Baseball.
That's what Andy was saying.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing is, okay, great awareness by Javi Baez to make that play. And if you do make that play, and now you don't have a runner on second base, now you have a chance to turn two because you've got just a single runner on first.
Yeah. I think collectively what you guys are saying is exactly what we expected. I mean, they should have split this series. Okay. Don't forget that's the defending World Series champions. I think they might go down as one of the most forgotten champions of all time.
Yeah.
You know, they're a good baseball team.
Yes.
Okay. People were looking at this record all season and they're like ignoring a 4-game series at home against Texas. The Tigers screwed up and they should have split it. For me, this is very simple. If their cleanup hitter does not start providing what he's supposed to, which is power, they'll never get out of their own way, and they'll just keep sputtering here, which is what they're doing right now. But a lot of teams sputter 20 games into the season.
Yeah, and we're 19. You know, they'll go to Minnesota this weekend. Minnesota's sputtering would be generous for the Twins to start the season.
What's going on in this division right now?
Yeah, the Royals. Royals are spending more money on their team than the Tigers, and the Royals have a better record than the Tigers. The Guardians, the cheap team in the division, is actually in first place. We knew this division was going to be weird. It wasn't going to be good. But I'll continue to go back to the Lions weren't going to win the NFC North because it was bad. The Lions won the North because they were good. The Wings weren't going to get in the playoffs just because the bubble was bad. They had to be just a little better. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the question for the Tigers. It's not going to be, well, the Guardians aren't good enough and the Royals aren't good enough. It's, are the Tigers good enough? And John, as we see here today, 10-9, they're above 500. I just don't know for how long.
Well, I would say when Skubal takes the mound, right, you kind of believe that that's a game where you got better odds to win.
Sure, but then I'd flip it and go anytime Maeda throws right now.
That's my point.
Yeah.
And then even when Reese Olson or Mize, you're looking at it going, well, I think we've got a really good chance to win these games. But when Maeda takes the mound, you're like, oh, man, I wonder how many innings is he going to actually be able to eat? What's going to be the deficit that Fajardo has to come in and defend? I mean, that's the concern. Flaherty hasn't been great. He actually has been able to eat some innings, but he has started off not great in the first couple of innings.
So Baez is not Scott Harris's fault. Deal that was signed before he took over, he just has to make the most of a lousy situation. Yeah. Kenta Maeda is one of his signings, and it wasn't a one-year deal. It was a two-year deal. And Kenta Maeda, I know he's a vet, and he may figure it out, but he doesn't have swing and miss. He throws like 89 to 92, and if the ball's up in the zone, it's leaving the ballpark, and that's what it did yesterday. And he's given up almost a run an inning through four starts this season.
Yeah, what's his ERA? Just above 7.
Yeah, I think it's like he's given up 15 runs in 17 and change. And I know people want to see Manning come up. I don't know at this point it would have made a difference because they've been running six-man rotations with the rainouts. But as the season goes, that's going to become a conversation. If Maeda, as a vet, doesn't find it, if he is washed up and you got to sit there and deal with this year and next year and figure out like, okay.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is there an injury? That's always how that works, right? A guy, it's got to be a finger issue or something mechanical, and then now we can make
a muscle strain.
Right, then Manning comes up. But that doesn't change the fact that your team president prioritized the two-year deal for Kenta Maeda, who does not look at all like the veteran presence you want to throw out there every fifth day right now.
No, and that's going to be the question, is how many times can they trot guys out to the mound thinking that they've got the advantage, and other times they're going to trot guys out there saying, we're going to have to hit really well today. We're going to have to score 6, 7, 8 runs. And then you look at your team and you go, I don't know we have that ability.
So what do you guys think? Is this a team that finishes above or below 500? They're one up right now. We thought they could be a couple up at the end of April. What have you seen from this baseball team to nudge you one way or the other? No one's saying you're planting a flag and you're declaring, you know, a final record on, what's today's date? April 19th. But through 19 games, where are you thinking?
I think they're a team that's going to bounce under 500 every once in a while. They'll spend some time there, and then they'll bounce back above 500. They're going to be 4-5 games above 500. And this is where remember what I said when they started off 5-0? Like, they're creating a cushion. Mm-hmm. There's going to be times where they're going to be able to create some cushion, and then it's going to slip away. And they're going to be right up. This is a team to me that I think finishes 82 or better.
Okay, so you think they ultimately end up on the
other
side.
On the positive side. Yeah.
Well, that's fitting from you, right?
Yes, yes. I'm not the negative Nancy you are.
Okay.
Insert Mr. Goff.
But what you basically said is we're going to get to ask this question on May 19th, June 19th, July 19th, that they're going to kind of just right on the edge.
Have they shown anything
other than that? I'm not fighting you on it. I think it's just a good read is this is who they are. They're a team that's going to be right teeter-tottering back and forth. And yes, I do think they'll end up on the other side. I think they'll be about 78, 79 wins, just shy of a 500 record. And this was entirely predictable. It's not like they put their best foot forward to really go for it this season. They put a lot on. We're going to get players developed. Colt Keith, I believe in the approach. Haven't seen it yet. Torkelson, a lot of people saw it at the end of last year. We haven't seen it yet. Look around at some of the younger bats on this team. I mean, this is the risk you run when you say we're going to throw a bunch of young guys out there in a sport that's predicated on failure. Tom, what do you think? Over, under 500?
We were talking on the fly here. I mean, Greg, they haven't played an ALA East team yet, have they?
No.
I mean, maybe that's your judgment. Because it certainly dictated what happened last year. Remember, it was a 7-25?
They had the Rays early in the season last year. Yeah. I believe the Red Sox.
They get the Rays next week.
Yeah, they get the Rays next week. They've got Kansas City in division, who's currently ahead of them.
This team was 18 games under 500 against AL East last year.
That buried them. It was
their kryptonite. It killed them. They were a good team besides that. Well, that's pretty – when you omit 32 games, it's pretty easy to do that, right? I don't know. Maybe that's the indicator. It's so hard to tell, guys. I think both of you are doing exactly what you said, you know, 24 days ago,
right,
or whatever it was. You haven't moved – they've given you no reason to move away from what you initially thought. I actually agree. I think that's smart to do. The one thing goes back to – Torkelson has got to start providing power. Let's give him this weekend. That's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm very frustrated with him. He's not doing the number one thing he is here to do.
He is the worst player on the team. On a team that has Javi Baez, he's the worst player on the team. Now, that doesn't mean he will finish as the worst player on the team, but I will point out last year, he started slow and there were real hard conversations had, and people would push back saying, at least he's hitting the ball hard. He's making hard contact. That's a good predictor, an indicator that you'll get a little more lift, you'll get more doubles, you'll hit more home runs, and he finished with 31. You cannot use those arguments this season. There is not the data that suggests he's hitting the ball hard. He's the king of pop-ups and ground outs. This is not the profile analytically does not suggest he's due for a breakout, and that becomes a much harsher conversation.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.